This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Brian Oram. Brian's going to talk to us about online reputation. We'll call it Online Reputation 101. Brian's the AVP of Strategic Enterprise Sales at Podium. Podium's sort of the leader in this space of online reputation management and protection and so forth. Brian, thank you so much for joining us today. Can you take one moment and just introduce yourself and tell the audience just a bit about Podium?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me and excited to talk about the topic today. I'm Brian Orr, AVP of Strategic Healthcare here at Podium. I've been with Podium for going on 4 years, and Podium is really dedicated to solving a kind of a major gap in patient experience today. So typically what we see is, you know, patients are searching for care and they typically go to Google first. And right now for the majority of providers and healthcare providers out there, what they find is quite a different experience, or at least what they see is some pretty low ratings. So what Podium's here to help solve for is everything in the patient journey, from, you know, messaging to collect reviews to remind them of their appointment to even collect payments post-visit. So I guess in a nutshell, we're a messaging platform that's built to power, you know, multiple touch points throughout the patient journey.
And take a moment and talk to us about what are the basics of online reputation management for providers, and what should providers, what should listeners absolutely know about online sort of reputation management?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, the basics really, I think it starts with understanding how consumers are finding us today, right? And in healthcare, the consumerization of healthcare is happening, right? And the way that a consumer purchases something on Amazon is actually fairly similar to the behavior they're going to have when they're looking for a provider for their care. So what they're going to do is they're going to usually go to a third-party site. Typically, it's going to be Google, and they're going to perform a search, right? And what they see as a result of that search is going to be three options near them predominantly based on the actual star rating of that provider or that healthcare clinic. So it's critical first to understand that, hey, the number one thing that they're going to see with your online reputation is your Google star rating. And once they see that Google star rating, they're going to, you know, make an assumption about your brand or your business or you as a provider. So it's critical to understand, okay, if that's consumer behavior, if that's where they're seeing us, and majority of the time they're actually clicking from that Google listing onto our website or clicking to call us from that Google listing, all right, it's critical that we not only put our best foot forward, but that we give solid calls to action to that, you know, future patient, or let's call them a consumer, right then and there. So the 101 is understanding consumer behavior, that they're going to see us on Google. And then two, all right, if Google's king, we have to understand how to manage it. So number one would be, you got to make sure that you own that Google business listing so that you can manage the listing information, like your, you know, ensure that your website is accurate, ensure that you have an accurate phone number and address so that they can actually, you know, interact with your business and come in for their appointment. The second thing though is, once you get your basic information done, what is your star rating and how do you improve it, right? So starting to think through, you know, some ways to do that. And obviously we'll get into that conversation here more in depth, but I would say the basics are, one, understanding consumers are going to see you. Where they're going to see you is Google, Health Grades Vitals, right? But predominantly Google. Two, understanding that you've got to claim your listing and manage that information. And then three, knowing that the main way you're going to be ranked is based on your online rating and your star ranking.
Thank you very much. And how is it, Brian, how do providers go about, how do you get people to write more positive reviews or encourage them to do so? Are there best practices around encouraging people to put the reviews in to write more positive reviews?
Absolutely, definitely. And look, I've seen a lot of different things. I consult with, you know, some of the largest health systems across the country, specifically around this topic of, you know, how do we improve our Google rating and can we get a better star rating on Google? And really, it starts with, okay, if we know that we need to solve for it, let's reduce friction for that potential patient or for the patient that just visited us to actually go about leaving a review. I don't know if you've ever left a review, or those listening, you probably can count on one hand how many times you've gone online on your own and left a review for something. But I can imagine you've left quite a few reviews for Amazon because they prompt you to do so after purchasing their product. In a similar fashion, you know, there are ways for you to actually request that a patient leave a review after they visited. So post appointment completion, you know, you could send them a text, for example, and in that text could be a link to the Google Business listing where they could post that review. So reducing friction for that consumer, helping them know where to go to leave their feedback. And then the number one thing is just ask them. The more you ask, and from the majority of your patients, the better your rating is going to get.
100%. And we all know, when you make it super simple to leave a review, when you text somebody right after, do different kinds of things right after, you're more likely to do it, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as a consumer, right? Like, I've probably left 3 reviews on my own, but when being prompted to do so, right? For example, leaving an appointment, you get a text. You're gonna, number one, 99% of the time, open the text message, because who has unread text messages? I mean, you'll have 100 unread emails, but text messages, you're gonna read every one. But the second thing is, you know, if it's just a simple link that logs you into your Google account and puts you right on the star page, it's gonna be pretty easy for you to leave that review. And so, you know, what we try to do at Podium is, you know, can we help reduce that friction between the healthcare provider and the consumer? Automatically send out those text messages and route them straight through to the Google page that they can post that review on. And it's something that, you know, can be pretty effective, even at scale, for some of the largest health systems in the country.
Thank you very, very much. And talk about, how does the online experience, the fact somebody has a good or bad online experience, bleed into the patient experience, the actual patient experience? Are they connected? Are they exactly the same? How do you look at those two things and compare and contrast, or bring those things together?
That is such a great question. And definitely they're connected. And earlier I talked about, you know, briefly mentioned the calls to action on your Google pages, right? So when a consumer does a search, they find that, you know, said provider or that specialist or that specialty. When they find that Google My Business page, they're going to be presented with some options. And we've got to understand that, hey, this is part of the patient experience. Finding you and then choosing to do business with you is part of the overall patient experience. So when we look at some of those digital channels and how they're interacting with you online, it bleeds into booking an appointment, because now they can book an appointment directly from your Google listing, right? Or they can click to call or even click to message you directly from that listing. And then, you know, once they've come in through that channel, hopefully you have tracking capability, so you know that they came in from Google. You now have the ability to send a reminder to the phone that they used to book that appointment, or even to request a Google review post, right? So there are several ways that, yeah, the online experience bleeds into the actual overall patient experience. And it can be one that connects throughout the patient journey versus just, okay, they discovered us online and now, you know, that mechanism is no longer part of the journey. Like, if we can capture some of their information, like their phone number, you know, we can have interaction touch points throughout that journey, like an appointment reminder or like a post-appointment follow-up survey or, you know, feedback survey or even a review invite.
Thank you. And take a moment on any tips you have for listeners to help further boost their star ratings, to help further improve their star ratings and how they're reviewed.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think tip number one is you got to ask. And I think that can be kind of scary at first, especially for, you know, healthcare providers. Typically what they'll see is they see a poor sample of their patients, right? Right now they're seeing the patients that are disgruntled, they go online, they leave a poor review, or maybe they had an amazing experience to go online. But the vast majority of their patient base are not leaving reviews online. So you have a ton of 5-star and 4-star, you know, ratings just waiting for you. So it's, number one thing is ask as many patients as you possibly can to leave a review. So that's number one, right? That is tip number one, ask all of your patients for a review. And then number two, reduce friction in that process, right? So there's plenty of software platforms out there. Podium is obviously one of them, but you can take a lot of the manual work from the front desk staff or whoever is doing the asking of your patients, and you can automate this, right? So you can find systems that integrate with your EMR to automatically, once, you know, post-discharge or post-appointment, send that review invite that links directly to, you know, whatever third-party site you're looking to receive a review on. So in this case, obviously, we're talking about Google. You know, you can integrate it with your EMR. Let's say you're on Epic, right? Through an App Orchard integration that you can enable, you know, once a patient has completed their appointment, they will automatically receive a text message as they're walking out of your clinic to, you know, to rate you on Google. And that is going to, again, as long as you're sending these to majority or to all of your patients, that's what's going to allow you to have a dramatic impact on your star rating. Because one, it's going to get you the quantity of reviews that you need. But two, now you're accurately sampling your entire patient base, right? It's not skewed to the negative because they're going to leave a review no matter what, right? It's now a true sample of your patient base, which means you're going to get majority of five stars. And so what we typically see in healthcare when we, you know, implement a project like this is you'll see just massive, massive improvements for providers and clinics alike go from like a 3-star rating all the way up to a 4.7, because that really is the true sample set or patient sentiment that's being shared. It's just currently we're not asking enough, right?
But your point is well taken, because what I understand is that if you're not asking for the review, then a vast number of reviews are often people that are motivated and agitated to write a bad review. If you're making it easy for people to write reviews, you're going to get a much better part of the spectrum of patients, and thus your numbers are likely going to skew in the right direction, because you're not just getting those people that are aggressively interested in writing a bad review because they're irritated about something.
Yeah. We hear all the time about, well, hey, our patient experience surveys or our HCAHPS surveys rate us really highly, right? But you know, on Google, we're getting slammed. And so they're worried, God, if we turn on the floodgates, if we request more reviews on Google, are we going to get more negative feedback? And it's just the opposite, right? It's, hey, your HCAHPS surveys, your patient experience surveys are so positive because you're getting an accurate sampling. And on Google, you're not right now, right? So we have to take action to ask as many patients as we can and do it in a, you know, technology forward, frictionless experience for the patient, so that we can capture really that true promoter base, that the voice of the patient.
Thank you very, very much. Brian, it's amazing how much Podium has become a total market leader in this area. Just magnificent. Again, we're with Brian Orme today on Online Reputation 101. He's the AVP of Strategic Enterprise Sales for Healthcare for Podium. Just fantastic. Brian, I want to thank you for joining us today. Podium, I want to thank you as a podcast sponsor. We encourage everybody to subscribe to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. But what a great pleasure, Brian, to visit with you today on this specific issue. And it's such a hot and core issue for providers and patient experience issues of trying to manage their online reputation and keep on making sure patients actually make the effort and you make it easy for patients to rate and grade providers. Because when you do so, the ratings go up.
Yeah, well, and they do. And I appreciate the time, you know, to talk on the topic. And really, you know, not only does your rating go up, but now you're going to dominate local search, right? So now the next time a patient searches, they find you as the top rated, and they're going to choose to do business with you majority of the time. And that's really what we want, right? We want the accurate portrayal of your business out there, and just provide a better patient experience overall, especially in that discovery phase.
Brian, again, thank you very much for joining us on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.
Thank you. Appreciate it.